Time now for your email to our program. Yesterday, we heard about a dramatic rescue, or should we say rescues, on Mount McKinley in Alaska. Mountaineering ranger Tucker Chenoweth rescued not one, not two, but three separate climbers in just one night. Listener Diane Kalena of Aaronsburg, Pennsylvania, wrote to ask how all those rescued climbers are faring. I assume all are alive and recovering from their high-altitude sickness, she writes. Well, Mr. Chenoweth did tell us about their conditions.
They're all making good recovery. You know, that's kind of the miraculous thing about high altitude. They get down to lower elevation and they start feeling a whole lot better. So I think we timed it right. I don't think there'll be any lasting effects on these guys. They didn't have any frostbite or other injuries, and that was probably just because of the speed at which everything took place.
One of the rescued people went home right away. We've learned the other two were released from the hospital. Now on to some other mail. Yesterday, I talked with Peter Finch, an editor at Golf Digest. This, as President Obama, Vice President Biden, House Speaker Boehner, and Ohio Governor Kasich prepare to tee off tomorrow. So Finch offered some tips for conducting business on the golf course.
I think it makes it much easier to approach somebody and to talk to them about things that you want to accomplish together after you've played that round.
Well, Al Arizmendez of Redondo Beach, California, writes to say that he has completed deals on the golf course, and he offers this advice. Once you've cheered or applauded a successful golf shot of a playing partner or commiserated with them in a poorly executed one, there is a quick, if not deep, look into that golfer's humanity. That's the kind of insight and understanding that can go a long way, much longer than my tee shot on hole number one. Think we sank the putt or just double bogeyed one of our stories? Send us your best shot via NPR.org. Just click on Contact Us. This is NPR News.